When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the Josh Terry podcast. I got a surprise show for y'all. I was only supposed to be recording one while I was in Nashville. By the way, I'm in Nashville. But somebody that I like off social media, I think they have a very cool lifestyle. Miss Gypsy Undersupervised. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I thought I was going to fuck it up, to be honest with you.
Undersupervised.
You got to get close to your mic. You ought to be close to, or good at.
Do you want me to get really close just like this?
You keep looking, making eye contact with me. Why are you doing that?
I will make eye contact and make you feel so uncomfortable this whole. Just kidding.
I hate to tell you, you ain't going to make my fat ass feel uncomfortable.
Me too. I'm the same way. I get weird real quick.
Oh, well, you met the fucking right one. All I can tell you, you got little hands.
I do have little hands. Makes everything look big.
You goddamn right. That's usually
my
joke.
Look at that can. It looks so huge.
Well, my dick ain't as big as that can, darling.
Do you want to see a cool party trick? I'm just kidding.
Fuck yes, I do. Yeah. Well, we're going to end this podcast now, folks. We need to take a little break already. Anyway, so before we do the show tomorrow at Live Oak, by the way, I want to give a thanks to Mr. Hasten Lot at Live Oak for allowing us to do that. Extreme Party Bus out of Nashville, Miss Tiffany. Thank you so much. We've got a whole cast of characters that's going to be on the show tomorrow. But today, Miss Gypsy literally just drove all the way from Texas.
Yes.
10 straight hours. So I canceled my plans tonight and decided to do this for a little while. Then we're going to go out and probably misbehave a little bit. So
hopefully.
So first off, your van.
Yes.
Tell them what your van looks like before we even go into any other detail, because you just took me to get out to see it.
All right. So for one, I made him very uncomfortable when I walked in. I was like, do you want to see my dick? And he's like, what? And I was like, come see
it's my dick. It's 2022, darling. They might look like you, but they might be still swinging wood.
So anyways, I have a huge phallic picture on the top of my van so that anytime I am going through a traffic speeding trap, that when it takes my picture, it takes the picture of my big dick while they send me a speeding ticket.
That's fucking wonderful. And then what you said, like on the back of it,
yeah,
there's
on the hood, I have
too, right?
Like pinstripes, but on the hood and the back of it, there's also penises and titties.
That's fucking amazing. Tell them real quick, too, what your social media handles that you want them to know.
Just Google me at gypsy_supervised1, and you will find everything you want to see.
What's your OnlyFans?
OnlyFans at gypsy_supervised1.
Because we're definitely promoting that guy. I bet there's some good shit on there.
Oh, yeah. I post every day.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Out of the van?
Out of the van, out of wherever
I'm
at.
Is it like Bang Bus?
No, I wish I could fuck in that thing, but that thing's so small. I usually fuck out wherever.
Don't judge fucking small things.
I don't judge small things. Trust me. I mean, all things
they work
are good.
For some people.
All things are good things. Hey, the little man gets it up faster anyway every time.
Well, it don't take that long to get there. We don't require as much blood flow.
That's why I like them.
So how did you come about of living this lifestyle in your van and everything and traveling around?
Well, my third divorce.
Fuck yes. I'm here for this.
My third divorce. I was trying to be good. My first one was very short-lived, but I got back and forth with him about three times because he was my high school sweetheart, and we had two kids together. And I don't talk about my kids on social media because they're old now, and they are like, don't fucking talk about me. So that's about as much as I'll say about them.
That's fine.
And then I waited 3 months after I got out of my first marriage, married my second ex-husband.
3 months after your first marriage, you married somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't fucking around on my first ex-husband. It just kind of was like, oh, he was so nice to me.
He was nice to me. After somebody's a shithead treatment.
Yeah, so gotcha. He was nice, but then I wasn't attracted to him. It kind of reminded me of Shrek a little bit. So then I divorced
him.
That'll
do, donkey. That'll do.
He's a good guy, but I was actually really, really mean to him, and I was like, this is not fair to you.
You're the first fucking woman that I've ever heard that actually admitted.
No, I was a fucking bitch to him, and I felt bad.
Good for you to admit that.
I was like, God damn, I'm so fucking mean to you. You deserve better. And he's like, but I love you. And I was like, baby, I can't love you. I'm sorry. I tried, but I can't love you. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. That was 18 months.
Was he like a doormat?
Like yeah, and he was really jealous, too. Yeah. Like, anytime I would go anywhere, he'd be like, you're fucking around on me. I'm like, I'm not. Like, I've never cheated on anybody in my life. Won't do it. I'm just like, I don't want to. I've had it done to me. I've had it done to me twice, and I'm like, I won't do it to somebody. So I friggin' waited 6 years after that marriage ended and found this guy that was 10 years younger than me and fell head over heels, thought he was amazing, and I was like, oh my God, I fucking love this man. And then we were dating, and then he ended up going into the military. I ended up leaving Maine. And
how old were you?
This was 7 years ago.
Okay, I'm doing math. How old was he?
He was 32. He was 30 at the time.
He joined the military at 30?
Hold on. How old was I? I don't remember how old I was. He was 29 when we got together.
Okay.
So, maybe he was 6 years younger. I don't fucking remember. He was younger than me.
Okay, that's all.
A lot younger.
I got you.
And so he ended up joining the military. And I stayed in Maine for like another year and a half. And I was like, well, once you get deployed, because I still had my daughters. And they were still like 16 and stuff like that. And I was like, I'll wait. I'm going to wait until you get deployed first. And then he's like, well, I just signed up for deployment so that you can move out here with me. And it turned into a fucking shit show, blah, 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 blah. So I ended up moving to Kansas, to Fort Riley, and worked out there as a barber for another, left
you
my business.
You have barber written all over you.
Yeah, I know.
I knew you had to be a fucking cosmetologist or a fucking hairdresser.
Yeah, I used to be a barber, because I love men. I love talking to men. I love men's shit. I hate women. I was a cosmetologist, and then I traded and
went
women, to
barber. I love women, but I'm not finna start waxing bitches.
I love women, too.
You do you really?
Oh, I
oh,
love
we're going to get along
pudding.
Great when we go
I
out tonight.
I love eating pudding cup, but I also love fucking men.
You don't know why that's funny? Hold on, let me tell you why that's funny real quick before you continue your story.
I'm sorry. I thought I was on TikTok, so I was trying to make it like
oh,
appropriate.
No. Thank you for actually saying pudding cup. So the two women that are going to be with us in just a little bit, the other day we all did a show together, me, SJ, and Macy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them can't stand the texture of pudding. And so we got started talking about
does she like pussy?
No.
Why she don't like
no,
pudding.
One of them does, I think. I think
well,
SJ
which one
does.
Doesn't like pudding?
SJ, the one that has the OnlyFans, I think she does.
Okay.
I think she does. But the other one, Macy, definitely not. She is a choir girl. No. She definitely doesn't. I can't remember which one doesn't like the pudding. But anyway. But so they started kind of referring to the texture of pudding referring to something. So the fact you just said that.
I'm always like, pickles and pudding cups.
This is going to be great. I believe SJ literally said that if you can't lick... Yeah, that's what she said. If you can't lick the bottom of a pudding cup with your tongue, she didn't want you going down on her or something like that.
I agree with that.
I literally didn't know.
You can have the smallest micro penis in the world, but if you can lick a really good pudding cup and do it right, baby, yep.
Well, that doesn't do shit for me. Well, when I was younger, I used to try to put in so much effort. The older I get, the less I give a shit. It's a race, darling. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose, and I just happen to be the fucking world champion.
Though, can you bring toys in the bedroom?
I mean, yeah.
While you're doing your thing. Like, if you can bring toys in the bedroom while you're doing your thing, and I'm doing my thing all the same time, I can beat you, probably.
I'll tell you what, as long as they're, like, on silent, you let me get mine, I'll go to sleep, do what you got to do.
No. I mean, in the meantime, like, during.
During?
Yeah. Like, I don't need to shove it in me. I just need it on my little skittle fiddle here.
Skittle fiddle? Skittle fiddle. No, I like your words that you use.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're trying to get yours and I can put mine on my little skittle there.
Hey, look, there's never been a time I hadn't got mine unless I was good and drunk. And then honestly, it is what it is. I didn't deserve it.
You know what happened?
What?
I get mad and I go out and get my strap on.
Dude, for what?
If you got it first. Be like, hey, bitch, you got to slow down. Let me get it.
Let me go ahead and tell you. Your ass got locked out whatever house I was at.
That's all right. I have a van. I can move on.
Let me tell you, there was this girl, and I will not say her name. This girl I very, very much liked several years ago. Oh, fuck, and we're coming up on it because it's fixing me my birthday in a couple of days. But this girl, we started seeing each other or whatever. We never slept together because she told me she's a dominatrix. Like, the guy that she had dated before, like, she was into it with him and everything. And, like, I had to tell her, like, right off the bat. She showed me like her toy drawer, and I was like,
I got a whole suitcase, baby.
Yeah, I bet you. Call it my bag, bet you have dicks. A whole van.
I have a bag of dicks.
I bet you do.
Yeah, suitcase of dicks. It's not just a little bag. It's like a fucking suitcase.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Can we just make funny videos with them later?
I should go through that to TSA and see what they say.
Please do. Oh my god. Please. Oh, I cannot wait for Macy to meet you. She's gonna be so fucking uncomfortable, and it's gonna make me so happy. But this girl. From a couple years ago, she literally was like showing me like her drawer and the kind of stuff she's into. And I was like, look, I really like you. None of that is happening. So if it's that important to you, you need to tell me to fuck now so I can get the fuck on. Because you ain't walking me like a dog.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
No,
but
she,
I have
but
people
she
that
did.
Want me to do that stuff.
No, I mean, yeah, and but I'm she like, did. She did.
I like to pleasure people. So that's my thing. And the pegging is very pleasurable for some men.
My asshole is an exit only.
That's what a lot of men say, but I'm like, don't knock it till you try it, at least a fingertip.
Look, I'll go ahead and tell you this.
Have you tried a fingertip?
No. This is one reason. Look, I'm telling you, I know my asshole. It wants to be left alone. Okay? It does not want to be bothered. It's not in the best of situations. You know, it's kind of in a shitty spot right now.
Well, isn't everybody's asshole in
a
shitty spot
all
the time?
I'm just saying, like, but also, too, this would be bad. If I ended up liking it, I got to tell the next bitch to do it. And I like the girls that don't like pegging people.
I tell you what, you get the one bitch that likes it, you ain't going to let her go. I mean, that you like it, you ain't going
to
let her go.
The problem is she'll want to let me go with my track record with women. Telling you, I got
it's okay if you're a whore.
No, I'm telling you, like, the ones that I end up catching feelings for, though. Oh, they dip out real quick. Like, that's why I'm a whore.
They get what?
The ones that I catch feelings for, they dip out real quick. That's why I'm a whore.
Well, you pick the wrong women. Same no, like no, I no. picked the wrong men. No, so, no, you know, yeah,
that
shit happens.
None of that makes. It doesn't happen like that. Anyway, go back. So we're back. We're on your second marriage. I don't know how the fuck we got on all that. But second marriage.
I was mean. I was an asshole.
You was a bitch.
Yep.
You tried to peg him.
Total cunt. No, I didn't try to peg him. I did get a finger. I did get a finger in, though.
God damn it.
All my ex-husbands let me do it.
I'm glad tomorrow's a professional show.
Oh, shit.
I'm just fucking with you. I like this. I like talking shit. It makes me happy.
Okay, good. So, yeah, I left him. Then waited 6 years, 5 years, 6 years, somewhere in there. I don't fucking know. Ended up fucking marrying this third guy that ended up going into the military. I supported him for 5 years, waited a year and a half to move with him because he was deployed, had kids. You know, I was trying to do the right thing and ended up asking my kids what they wanted, if they wanted to move with me or stay with their dad. They have a great dad. Excellent father, by the way. I get along great with all of my ex-husbands to this day. They're all the good people, not good people for me.
I completely agree with that.
That's
statement.
The best way I can describe it. So, good people, just not good people for me. And I'm kind of a wild one anyway. So,
no.
Wild horses can't be tamed, baby. And it's a fucking hard thing unless it's a right person. And I guess I haven't found that right person yet. So, and I'm not dating. I fucking hate dating. And I think it's bullshit. And
I don't date. I like to pursue, but if there's like nothing there, I dip out real quick too.
Yeah.
Like I'm all about, the older I've gotten, like I used to just like lust. Like that's what I like.
If you can't give me quality, I don't want it.
Well, I just want chemistry. I want passion at this point. Like even if the sex is mediocre, SJ and you are going to get along so fucking good because me and her just had this conversation.
So the thing is, usually if they're really, I'm going to tell you a trade secret, not trade secret because it's not really a trade secret, it's just a life experience secret. The more passionate they are, the more fucking crazy they are, baby. You got to find a medium zone. You got to have a medium zone. It's like that crazy.
I like the passion.
Mary.
I'll take the crazy with
that,
the passion.
Remember the crazy fucking chart?
The crazy chart doesn't work.
It's fucking hilarious.
It doesn't work.
And
I know
really
what you're talking
about.
It doesn't work.
Because I'm on that crazy spectrum.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
But I'm telling you, like, you can't have too crazy a sex, but you don't want fucking boring sex all the time. Like, I can't do missionary all the time.
Sex.
I want you to flip me around the fucking bedroom. I don't want.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever had boring sex. Like, I might have had sex that was not like, you know, but I don't think I've had boring sex. Now, the woman might not say that with me because you know, I'm just going to say this. Like,
I've had sex that's lasted less than like 2 seconds. Like, literally put it in and it's gone. And I'm like, what in the fuck?
Okay, so I honestly did not know until last Thursday night.
Or even sucking a dick. Like, I suck a dick before I even put it in, and, like, he comes in, like, 2 seconds. I'm like, what the fuck?
Not,
I'm not that great at sucking dick.
Not
like,
all heroes
wear capes.
I'm okay,
but I'm not that great.
Not all heroes wear capes, ma'am, because not all women do that.
What, suck dick? Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
I don't know why they don't.
Unless I don't know you that well. Like, if you're just a one-night thing that I'm going to fucking just bring home for a second.
No, you should still definitely suck their dick.
I should definitely suck their dick?
Yeah, you should definitely.
Yeah, see, this mouth, it's really pretty. I don't want to have, like, the herpy derpies on it.
You got one life. Might as well fucking live it. You're already living in a van. What's one bump gonna hurt?
Oh, fuck. No. Both sets of my lips look too good to be fucked up with some bumps on them.
That's what every bitch says.
I mean, I got a little bit of Arby's, but you know, it's all right. At 42, hey.
It's okay. You better be glad men's dicks don't ever look like they've been, like, destroyed. Because we have beat the shit out of ours. I promise you.
I know. I see tons of videos on it every day.
I'm telling you. My dick probably wanted to file domestic violence charges on me a long time ago. It would have left me if it could, but I've been too good to it. So on Thursday night when we did the show, me, Macy, and SJ leading into coming here. It was like a prequel to Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Talking about all of our trip together and everything. Like, I didn't realize that there were men out there that actually came that quick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I did not know that was a thing.
I can come in, like, 2 minutes.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But so I don't feel bad. Like, if I'm doing it myself, oh, yeah, it's fucking fast. If a guy's trying to do it, it's like a fucking find-and-seek game sometimes.
Well, I compared it to women are a Rubik's Cube and men are a scratch and sniff.
So fucking true.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that at all. Yeah. At all.
Cause
women are fucking complicated, bro.
Yeah, because you can use the same method on one woman.
It's not
that you use
on
another one, and it ain't gonna work.
I have instructional videos on my page.
But you can use the same method on every man.
And I don't use.
It's gonna work.
I don't use like just a diagram.
I'm tell them again what that OnlyFans is so they can go see that.
At Gypsy and a Supervised One. It's in my Instagram.
This podcast is like top 1% in the world at like 4 million.
What?
Yeah, it literally is.
I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't do any research really. I was just
okay. You only got asked to, you know, come do a top 1% podcast in the world. Literally, the state of Georgia has acknowledged me as the number one show and gave me a thing from the Senate. But, you know, it's cool. You know,
that's cool.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
I'm just a bitch that lives in the van that doesn't watch TV, doesn't do much other things other than TikTok, so.
You don't watch TV?
No, I have no TV in the van. I don't watch TV.
You could fucking get a TV in the van.
I could, but I don't want to.
You got a box full of dicks, but you can't get a fucking.
I burn my time with those dicks, baby.
God.
Either that or I'm driving. No, usually I'm living outside of the van.
Watching Netflix, and you know, they're doing cock tricks.
I'm usually enjoying myself outside the van, so.
What do you do? Okay, yeah, so that's what I was, one of the things I'm going to ask you. Like, so when you're on the road, mm-hmm. what's, like, some of your go-to things? Like, what do you want to do? What are you, like, looking for, like, your stops and everything?
Usually it's either to meet different TikTokers, actually, and I kind of choose who I want to
meet. Some of the
meet.
Cool ones you've met?
Dirty Prescott Kids, obviously.
Oh, Travis
and Caroline.
Been on the show several times. Amazing. Love them.
Love them. I don't want to name drop, though. Like, is that
you can
weird?
Name drop it.
I don't really want to, though. Like, I just feel weird. A lot.
Okay.
A lot. I'll show you my van pictures later. Okay. I don't know. I just feel like that's...
Well, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of cool ones.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what else? Well, like places.
I've gone everywhere. The year before last, I went to all the states except for Alaska and Hawaii in 1 year.
Yeah, you can't drive your van there.
Yeah. So that was my goal. Like, that was on my bucket list of things to do. So actually, everything's been kind of working off my bucket list of what I wanted to do and everything like that. This next year, actually next, well, not next month because tomorrow's September. So October, I'm actually going to start going internationally.
How the fuck are you traveling internationally with a van?
Oh, well, I'm going to take plane.
I know, but what are you going to do? This, like, hitchhike when you get the fuck over there?
Train.
You gonna- Train?
Yeah. Well, actually, cool. I don't really fucking know yet because honestly, this next, I already promised all my people that follow me on TikTok that they get to pick.
Pull your mic a little bit closer to you. You can like move it closer.
I'm going to make it really awkward for you now.
You're not going to make it awkward. Ready? You make eye contact while you're doing that.
So I promised all the people on my TikTok that I was going to let them do Russian roulette and pick my trip where the fuck I'm going in October.
That's cool.
So as long as I don't have to have the shot, because I refuse to get it, and then as long as I don't have to have a visa, then I'm good to go. I can't get into Canada still. Canada's being a dick, so I can't. But I've already been to Canada, so I don't really want to go there anyway. No hate to Canada, just
that's where loosen up the woman
fit. Just loosen up your fucking rules, because that's dumb. But a lot of countries as of August 1st let up on their requirement for the shots. So
cool.
I'm excited to see where people choose for me to go. Because I
know. You got any ideas where they've kind of picked?
Not yet, because I have to do a little bit more research. I know the UK is definitely one. Greece, Italy, well, that's all in the UK, kind of. Australia.
Can't go
just,
to Australia.
They just lifted up their rules.
You don't want to go to Australia.
Wow, what's going on in Australia?
Because they're the strictest fucking people on the planet, and I didn't know this until, like, the past little while. So, when you look at the map of, like, I get a chart every month of, like, my listeners,
mm-hmm.
like, in what countries and stuff they listen in. So Australia, I've got a pretty decent following. And anytime I've got a pretty decent following somewhere, I want to learn about that country.
Right.
And kind of, like, talk about it or look up, like, people from that country maybe to have on the show or whatever. So Australia, they already don't allow guns and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking, when COVID happened, like,
I can't really bring my gun on the plane anyway.
Well, yeah,
so.
I know that. But I'm saying, like, if you were there and, like, some shit happened, you're fucked. I don't go anywhere to where your government has that much control. Like, they literally, if you would have walked out in the streets during COVID when they said you had to be inside, they're shooting you.
Damn, that's aggressive.
Australia don't fuck around.
Yeah,
I didn't realize Australia was as bad as they fucking was.
I guess, like, I'm going to take that one off the list.
Yeah, you should take Australia off the list.
Yeah, I don't want to go to, like, Africa or, like, obviously, like, Iran or Iraq or anything like that. I want to go there.
You couldn't go to Iraq or Iran.
I know.
they would.
My eyes would give it away. My green eyes.
No, they would fucking murk you in this. You would get stoned so fucking quick.
You know, I've lived a good life. Whatever.
You go there, you would have lived a good life. Yeah, that's what happened.
So, you yeah, I'm going to choose a bunch of countries and just let my followers decide where the fuck I go. And then I'm going
to. What you need to do, you need to pick, like, let's say, like, Egypt. You need to pick. Why wouldn't you want to fucking go to Egypt?
You think they're going to stone me there? I'm going to have to wear, like, the
no,
little
not.
Fucking.
You wouldn't have to do that in Egypt.
No? Okay.
You wouldn't have to do that in Egypt. You need to do, like, Egypt, Greece.
Where is the place I can go and be nude the most? Which country is that?
Italy.
That's where I need to go.
Probably Italy. Anywhere close to the Mediterranean Sea.
Because I go to nudist parks all over the country and I love it. So
you're
like,
a nudist?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You did come in here with no bra on with your tits
fucking
hanging.
I know.
It's
fucking getting cold in here. I don't know if you noticed.
No, trust me. you can tell.
I told him before the podcast, I was like, hey, he's like, is it too cold in here? I said, I'll just give you a heads up when my tits are really hard. They're really hard. He's like, look at that. I turned up the AC before.
Little did I know I was going to get a free show. Now I'm trying to think, like, there's a lot of countries that are like Amsterdam. You need to put Amsterdam on that bitch.
I'd love to go to Amsterdam. I want to go to Red Light.
If you went to Amsterdam, you might not come back. That seems like your type of fucking place.
Mm-hmm. I love the weird kinky shit.
How weird and kinky?
Really weird and kinky. What kink do you want to know about?
Ooh, okay. Because I'm not kinky at all. I'm very vanilla, actually.
I could tell when you didn't want a finger up your butt.
I don't want a finger in my butt. I don't know how to tell you that. Like, it's, I don't want anyone touching my butthole. It's my butthole.
I love buttholes. I don't want to lick one, though. That's gross. I don't like that.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to kink shame, but I don't like licking butthole.
Yeah. I'm so surprised how many people want to eat asshole these days.
I don't understand
what
that.
What the fuck?
Like, I don't even like my sandwich taken musty at freaking Subway, let alone fucking tasting somebody's asshole.
There was a girl that I was hanging out with, kind of seeing. She came to Nashville. Came to Nashville with me not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was like the first time me and her not been alone together and everything. And it was just like, she was telling me, she's like, I'm going to lick your butthole. And it's like, no, fuck, you're not.
I don't even want a guy eating my asshole. Like, you can fucking go down on me and eat my fucking pussy. And if it's like an accident kind of thing,
my butthole.
If it's kind of like an accident, like quick slip or whatever, I'm like, all right. But if you're trying to go down there, eat my butthole out, I'm like, no, get the fuck out of
I don't understand
asshole.
Why you would want to go.
I'll let you fuck me in the ass, but I don't
understand
want you fucking...
why you would want to go eat Taco Bell when you can afford a steakhouse. Well, that's,
I mean, Taco Bell's good sometimes.
Yeah,
but I still don't
want better.
My I don't want Tom Punk
I don't
your
want a goddamn anytime. Chalupa when I can afford prime rib. Right. And you I like how casually you're just like, I'll let them fuck me in the butt. God damn. You and SJ are going to, it's going to be, y'all look nothing alike. I'm finna turn the air up. Hold on a second. We'll pause it. And we're back. I don't know. We're talking about anal. Yeah. I couldn't find what we were actually what I wanted to talk about. Oh, you and SJ.
Yeah.
You two are about to get along.
Yeah.
She is like a prissy little bitch.
Yeah.
I'm
like the hardcore
bitch. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's completely two different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But what y'all say, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Blows me away. She sent me she put it on her story, but she also like sent it to me. It was a picture of like this fucking, I don't even know what. It looked like one of those things that when you was a kid, like your mom used to get the snot out your nose with. Like, she sent
a
it to me.
Snot sucker.
Yeah, and she's like, packing for Nashville, you got to pack the essentials. And I was like, what the fuck is that, SJ? And she's like, oh, it's that anal douche.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're fucking disgusting. Like... the fact that you have to bring something to clean out your butthole with, like,
means she's preparing for anal.
Yeah, I think that they're doing like some OnlyFans content or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah,
I don't know. She'd be.
I've done butt plug tug of war before.
You've done what?
Butt plug tug of war. You take anal beads.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Because I just in my head.
And it just reminded me of that. So, like, you have to clean out your butt because OnlyFans won't let you have any pooty duty on your freaking toys or anything like that. So, you got to, like, all these guys, just an FYI for all the guys. I'm going to get really close to the mic so y'all hear. I'm about to turn out the lights so you can freaking hear what I'm listening to.
What the fuck?
You have to clean your butthole before you can do any anal stuff. So, guys, if you're getting, like, custom videos, remember... we have to, like, douche our assholes. It does not take, like, 2 seconds to do. It's like, an hour and a half process to clean out your bunghole. So, just remember that. So, when we say, hey, just give us a couple days, it's because sometimes I'm just not in the mood to stick up shit up my ass and wait an hour to make a video. So, I mean, I'll do it, but just know it's going to take a couple days.
I hate that you have to make that announcement.
Because guys don't understand that. They think you can just shove shit up your ass and it's going to be all right. You can't just shove shit up your ass and not have shit come on it. Like, come on now. Come on now. Well, let's make this make sense.
There was a friend of mine. There was a friend of mine, and I won't say his name, but a very long time ago. I'm talking about a very long time ago. Me and him used to go to this bar very regularly. And one night was real fucked up, And he was like, yeah. He's like, this girl one time, she let me do anal. Pulled out a butter bean. And I was just like, I was like, ugh. I don't like anal. I don't like anything about it. I don't give a shit about it. This is not for me. I don't see the need in it.
You want to know something weird?
What?
I hate getting anal, but I love giving it.
You're fucking disgusting.
No, it's about pleasuring them.
Hold on a second. Send me your address. I want to give a big thank you to Justin Dukes. He would not want his name mentioned on this podcast, so that's why I'm doing it.
Oh,
Justin Dukes is got a new song coming out in September. Y'all make sure y'all please go download it. He's letting me, because we have so many people tomorrow, borrow a really good mic of his. Because I don't have but 5 really good mics. He's got a 6th one.
Nice.
He is a choir baby. You'll get to meet him tomorrow. He's a sweet baby angel.
Oh, Jesus. Saying me, CJ, is it?
SJ.
SJ?
SJ is not a sweet baby angel.
I'm not a sweet baby angel either.
She is not. She seems like she's a soul sucker.
I feel like I have feelings, so I don't feel like I'm a soul sucker, but I've hurt some feelings in my life.
I imagine she has hurt a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a lot of things,
you
too.
You look like both of y'all.
Like, but I'm not going to try to, like, intentionally hurt you. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to fuck the fuck out of you tonight, but tomorrow don't expect me to fucking be here in the morning.
No, I literally would look at either one of y'all and be like, look.
Red flag.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all want to give some friend head, that's about it, because I'm not fucking with you, because I'm not going down that road. Uh-uh. Now, we can be friends.
I like the friend zone. I honestly love the friend zone way better, because you're going to stay in my life longer that way.
Yeah, see, that's how I am.
Like, if I fuck you, I'm probably not going to talk to you.
No, not me.
No, I'm not.
It's going to take a hot-ass minute.
It's not going to be the same. I would rather be friends with you and, like, friggin' just hang out with you. Unless you're a work partner. If you're a work partner and I know I'm going to make money and we're going to fucking do our deed and we're going to hang out and stuff like that and there's no feelings attached, I can do that.
There's a girl. I wouldn't say we were talking. She's got a big OnlyFans. Like, mm-hmm. She's made a lot of money off of it. She tried to convince.
I don't make that much, actually.
She tried to convince me one time. She like told me, she's like, literally, I'll give you $20,000 to do a video with me up front.
Fuck, she's making bank then.
Yeah, she made some money. Hmm. And I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
Why wouldn't you do it?
$20,000,
I will fuck her.
Yeah, I mean, because she knew that if she told me that she knew that if I did it with her and she could advertise it as it was me and her.
Mm-hmm.
That she knew that it would make the like make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, it would probably make double that.
Yeah.
If not a little bit more in subscription stuff from women that follow me or whatever.
Yeah.
Everything. Because, like, my listening audience is, like, 80% women.
Oh, nice.
And so, like...
I love women, too, but they don't like me.
Yeah. I think they like me for a whole different reason. I don't think they want to sleep with me.
It's because you have a
penis. No, I think they like my opinions on stuff. I don't think... Now,
I think
don't
they
get
like
me
your
wrong.
Beard, too. Your beard is a fucking... It's hot. That's why I followed you the first time.
Well, thank you. I very
I was
much
like, God damn.
That.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
I love that beard. I follow a lot of guys with beards, though, because I'm like, fuck, that's hot. Wow. I like to glaze that like a donut.
Well, just call it Krispy Kreme. But, yeah, so I can't do them. I guess with me.
You get camera shy?
No. Oh. No. Trust me. There's a couple of different girls that's got some videos of being them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with that. It's just, there's so many things I want to do in life.
Mm-hmm.
That if
you're worried about it, it's affecting the rest of your life.
Yeah, rest of my career.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's going to keep it for their private use, I ain't got a problem with it. I ain't got a problem. There's one, and she ain't sent it to me in a while. I guess because, well, she's got a man now. She's had a man for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, she sent it to me and just reminded me what I was missing out on.
Oh, yeah.
And she reminded me real quick, like, she's like, hey. All you gotta do is come over.
See, I don't do that to guys.
I don't know, but she knew what she like. She knew what she had. She knew how much I liked it.
Yeah.
Because every time she sent it, it didn't matter where I was at or what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had to take a good hard look in the mirror and I had to be like, not today, Satan. Not today. That pussy had horns on it. I'm telling you, that thing was straight from hell. Whoa.
It was that good, huh?
Good goddamn.
Yeah. That's usually when it's good.
Oh, but I loved her too. That's what was worse.
Oh, see, don't fuck with people's feelings like that.
No, well, no.
Like, I'm brutally fucking
honest.
I mean,
it was all, it was like everything wrapped around it.
Yeah.
It was.
Like, I will suck the soul out of your dick.
It was already good.
But if you have feelings for me, and I know that you do, because I was fucking this 22-year-old, and it was a good time.
All right, you got to explain that to me. How old were you when you fucking a 22-year-old?
This is right after I got my third divorce.
So, give me it.
So, 3 years ago?
Okay, so 39.
Yeah. Okay. And I was sucking the soul out of his dick a lot. And I told him when I first started this, I was like, listen, baby, I know that you are so much younger than me. Nothing is ever going to come of this. You just have a really beautiful dick, and I just want to fucking ride it and abuse it.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah, I was like, hey, listen, like, you can't get feelings for me. He got feelings. And then I was like, I got to end this. And he was so upset. And I was like, I told you not to get feelings. I was like, if you get feelings, I have a rule now. Can't fuck more than 5 times without getting feelings.
Can't like fuck more than 5 times without getting
consecutively.
Feelings?
Like, say I'm fucking for work or whatever. That's a total different story. Like, we both are in work mode. It's no feelings. Like, you can detach the two from just fucking to fuck, you know. But you can't fuck more than 5 times without getting feelings. Somebody gets feelings. Either he does or she does. Somebody gets feelings. So no more than fucking 5 times without getting feelings. It's a rule.
Okay.
It's my rule. So we fucked more than 5 times and he got feelings. And I was like, this is why I have my 5 rule thing. So
I have a rule too.
What's yours?
There's certain girls that I know that come on extremely strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't sleep with them, but I will allow them to give me head. Because I know if I'm selfish.
Yeah.
They'll leave me alone afterwards.
Yeah.
Works very well.
See, I like flirting. I love flirting. I'm a big flirt.
See, you'll probably see tonight when we're out at the bar and everything with people. That is like my thing.
I just like doing it. It doesn't mean I want to take you home.
Women.
It just means I want to have fun.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Way too much.
I do too, but doesn't mean I want to take you home.
I don't, because I say it all the time. The woman that, like, I'm looking for now at this point in my life, I'm not going to find in the bar tonight.
No.
I'm not going to find on social media more than likely or whatever. I need the bitch that's in the choir Sunday morning to come save my soul.
Do you go to church, though, baby?
I'm a Christian. I don't believe in organized religion.
Well, then how are you going to find her in church if you're not fucking
gonna
going?
She's going to find me. Don't worry. The good Lord's got a plan for that.
Just make sure you go to the closest restaurant.
You and your big dick man, don't worry about that.
Make sure you go to the closest little restaurant by the nearest church, and you'll find them every Sunday at 12:30.
On Sunday mornings, I'm at the local buffet, at the local country-style buffet, I promise you. We're going to be reaching for the mashed potatoes at the same time. We're going to make
You already have it planned
we're
out,
gonna,
don't
we're
you?
We're going to make eye contact. She's going to tell me next Sunday she's going to cook for me.
Yeah, and then she's going to say, you had to come to church with me, though, baby.
Yeah, no, I would. I would.
I wouldn't.
I would.
You couldn't catch me in a church. I feel like I'd burn.
You wouldn't burn. You wouldn't burn. I'm a Christian. I just believe you got warriors in this world. You got preachers in this world. Some people are supposed to lead by example, and some people are supposed to lead by their words.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, I can be in the worst dive bar, drunk as fuck. And if you ask me about my faith, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And that has helped me with a lot of veterans. That has helped me with a lot of bikers. That has helped me with a lot of people that preachers, they're not scared to talk to. But those people that are kind of fuck-ups, they don't want to talk to those people because they're too clean for them.
Yep.
That's where, like, my appeal to those people are. Mm-hmm. The good Lord loves everyone. Even though, like, this is going to sound fucked up because we said some nasty shit.
Yeah.
In the past 36 minutes. Literally, it says where two or more may gather as church. So if you're talking about the good Lord and how much you love him as church, this is might be a shitty church right this second.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, you're just supposed to show your faith when you get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't burn.
Well, I was actually raised Jehovah's Witness.
You might burn.
So I actually...
Yeah, of course. Oh, wait, hold on.
But listen.
Did you said you grew up in Maine or Texas?
Maine.
Okay.
So I
was wondering if you was one of them... one of them crazy ones down in Texas.
No, I was raised Jehovah's Witness. And then at 16, I got a boyfriend in high school. My parents were like, if you don't like our rules, then leave. So at 16, I moved out and moved in, got a job. Friggin' have been on my own since 16, got an apartment, all that stuff, and been on my own ever since. And then even when I had husbands and stuff like that, I still paid half everything, worked this whole life, and fuck, it's been a hell of a crazy ride. It's been fun, though. Been fun. I mean, I have to say my teens, 20s, and 30s sucked dick real bad, like real bad. Then I got my 40s and didn't give a fuck anymore, and then it's been great.
Well, you're supposed to get to a point in life where it doesn't. Like,
after my last divorce is when I was like, fuck you all, everybody. Fuck everybody. Fuck this. Fuck that. Everything.
Well, people who have long-term success really aren't supposed to hit it till their 30s or 40s anyway.
Well, good. I hope I get him someday.
Well, you're supposed to learn all the mistakes you're supposed to make in life in your 20s.
I made a lot, yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
I've been in jail. I've done a lot of stupid shit. Like, I haven't been in jail
or anything like that, but I fucked up a lot in my life, yeah.
Everybody has. Yeah. But I believe
that's made me who I am today, and I'm okay with that. Because I feel like I put on the hard exterior, I put on the friggin' like badass bitch, but I still have a really good heart.
We all do.
Yeah, I have a good heart.
We all do.
So
the tender-hearted people are the fucking good people.
Yeah, and those are the ones I like to meet out on the road. They're the best.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, I am a fucking crybaby.
I'm not. I wish I could be.
I'm a fucking crybaby.
My ex-husband used to tell me to stop crying all the time, and he was the one that I like changed everything for and was like, I'm going to... So we'll go back into that one.
Yeah.
That third... That's the one that broke me a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't break me because I came back stronger than ever, I think. I feel like he actually taught me a lot, unfortunately. Like, as much as, like, when I was going through it and stuff like that, I fucking had never cried so much in my life. He ended up cheating on me while he was deployed, and I had moved to my mom's house while he got his last deployment, and then I found out, he ignored me the first 3 months of a deployment, and then found out that he cheated on me while he was deployed, and then I was living down at my mom's, and I just stayed there, bought my bus, rebuilt my whole bus, didn't know what the fuck I was doing, had no idea, I was like, never even built anything in my fucking life, and was just like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna YouTube it. The reason I started YouTubing it was because I was like, you know what? If I can prove to people if I can do it, anybody can fucking do it. Like, I'm just going to show them the shit show that is me of trying to do all this bullshit. And so I did it. And then I fucked up a lot. And a lot of times I would do things like the first time I ever, like, charged a car, like, was from my car to the bus. I had never, like, jump started anything in my life. So I Googled it, and I was like, how do I jumpstart something? And so I Googled it. Well, the two of the friggin' the black and the red fucking snapped together behind my back while I was videotaping it. And I was like, bah! I was like, don't do that. Most of my videos on YouTube are what not to do in life on a school bus build. And then, but I was still learning at the same time. Like, I would fuck up so much stuff, spent so much money, and I built it all on my own budget. I was working 90 hours a week. At the time at a dealership, and I changed professions when I moved out of Kansas for my ex-husband, and like changed profession when I moved to Texas to help him save money while he was deployed, and all that shit went down, and I was like, you know what, like, fuck, I'm gonna do this for me. I've always wanted to travel, I've always wanted to do what I wanted to do, and I've never been able to, between like having kids and then a marriage and having husbands and what they wanted and all this stuff. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking do this. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but fuck it. What do I got to lose? Nothing. I've lost everything in my life as it is, so fuck it. And I fucked up a lot of shit on the bus, but then I gained so much. I made a whole bus. I made it. I finished it. It was drivable. It was everything like that. And then after I had it, I went on a couple trips, and I was like, this is too much. Like, this is too much of a bus for me. Like, I have an 18-wheeler license. I can drive 18-wheelers, everything like that. But I was like,
you don't even like you can sit in a fucking driver's seat of an 18-wheeler.
Huh?
You don't even like you should be able to sit in the driver's seat of an 18-wheeler.
I can. I have my Class A license. Still have it to this day. Got it when I was 18 in high school. Haven't really used it, but I have it. but it was just so much of a vehicle to like drive around all the time, and I was like, god damn, this thing only goes 55 miles an hour. It takes me forever to go anywhere. So I ended up selling it. I didn't sell it yet. I put it up for sale, and I bought a van and sold my car, and I was like, well, I'm gonna build out a van. I like manifested it, and I was like, I'm gonna do this. And then when I bought it, the job I had at the dealership was a different dealership than what I bought it at. And they found out that I had OnlyFans at the same time. I had just started OnlyFans. My daughter actually got me into OnlyFans.
Your daughter?
Yeah, because I was on TikTok at the time. I've lost 4 accounts on TikTok. Oh. So I was on TikTok and I called my daughter. I was like, what is this fucking OnlyFans everybody keeps asking me about? She's like, oh, Ma, you should do it. And I was like, what do you mean I should do it? She's like, you just got to get naked, take some pictures. And so when I first started, I was like, well, I'm just going to take pictures of my boobs and that's all I'm going to do. Now I'm full-fledged porn on there. Now, so whatever. And anyways, she's like, do it. And I was like, all right. So I started it. And then that was the same time I bought the van. And then I got fired from my fucking job. And I was like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? And I was like, well, I'm bringing in enough to cover my bills right now from OnlyFans that... Like, I'm not one of those ones that are going to be like, yeah, I made like $50,000 the first month. Fuck that. No, you got to put some fucking work in this bitch to make it freaking work for you. Yeah. Like, anybody that tells you that they're making fucking 50 grand in their first month is either one, really young with a huge ass booty, or
they gotta have
fucking
a huge ass following.
Or a huge ass following.
They got to have a huge ass following.
Because I didn't have the following. I didn't have any of that. Yeah. And then I was like, well, fuck.
I deter, we've had so many women on the show that have OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And I deter a lot of girls from doing it if you don't have, one, a unique look, mm-hmm. and like very open about your sexuality and willing to take it to an extreme.
And willing to take the criticism.
Yeah. Or you don't have a huge fucking following.
Yeah.
There's people that have millions of followers. Like, I know she doesn't have one. And I'm not going to say her name because she doesn't have one. But there's somebody that I'll see in the next couple of days that if she was to
do it.
Is it
who told me about that was coming tomorrow? You don't have to say her
name. No, somebody's going to be at the beach.
Oh.
She doesn't want to do them. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she doesn't want to do them because it's not like in her realm of things she's comfortable mm-hmm. with or whatever. But she literally, because of her following, and she posted one picture.
Like, yeah, if you have the fucking following,
If you got the following, she's a fucking millionaire overnight.
Yeah.
Like, I think she could set her price.
Yeah.
I think she could set her price. Yeah. Like, whatever. I don't know what it'd be. $10, $15 a month, $20 a month, whatever.
I got mad respect for the girls that can have that big following and can do that and
just
pull
do
that
it.
In. Yeah.
Because I think she'd kill it.
Yeah.
But
if they
also
can do
at the same time, don't do it.
But I'm just saying, for the average schmojo like me, like just, you know, 40 fucking year old woman that freaking builds out a bus and do all, you know.
It don't seem like you're doing bad, though.
I mean, I make a living out of it. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy with what I have. I'm blessed with what I have. Like, I'm not going to bitch about it. Yeah. But I'm being real, too, though. Like, if you're just a normal person like me that freaking starts it up, you're not going to make that crazy amount that they say. Like, just be real about it. And there's a lot of work that goes into it that people don't see.
One of the girls that was on here one time, she told us that the money, and like, this girl has made, which I shout out to Paige Bauer. I can say Paige's name. Mm-hmm. Paige has made like 2.5 mil.
Never
in the past couple years. Like, she's made a stupid fucking amount of money.
I made that much money, man.
Yeah, it's like
I had already gone international.
She is like literally building her dream house on lake, like at some lake in Alabama. Like,
that's fucking
log cabin. It's beautiful.
That's
and
awesome.
She's been smart with money too. It's even better.
Yeah.
And like, she's grown it into a business and everything with fishing and all this other stuff. But like, I'm pretty sure it was her that said, like, the money that you make off of it and what you post is answering the DMs and like,
and posting
the private request, from folks. That's where she's made like a shit ton of money. Yeah. I think it was her. Might not be her, so don't quote me on that.
That's okay.
But I know that's where some folks have said that's where you make like the real money. It's like from the fucking weirdos.
I love the weirdos.
I'll say this because fuck this girl because we're still in good terms.
I never get the really kinky shit. I wish I did. I'm like, oh, why do I only get
the
butt
girl,
stuff?
The girl I that I was in Nashville with not long ago that had one.
Yeah.
She got paid, I don't know how much money. The dude wanted her to put peanut butter all over her body.
I would fucking do that shit.
She
like,
did,
why?
And I
don't
bet
I
she got paid well
for it. Don't I have the weird-ass kinky motherfuckers? Like, literally, I'll put food all over
not
me.
Not to play with herself, not nothing. Just literally smear peanut butter all over herself in the shower.
Yeah.
That was it.
I was over in Vegas, so I know some people in Vegas that work there. And one of the girls got a request to put peanut butter, like Reese's in her shoes and walk around with them. And
you know why?
She paid him like 60 bucks. He paid her like 60 bucks. I was like, bitch, I'd do that every day.
You know why it's peanut butter?
What?
Because it's shit.
But you know what? I wish I could do, like, can I say shit? Well, we just did.
I just said shit.
Okay. I wish I could shit in a bucket and just, like, have a glass bucket and sell it somewhere. But you can't sell that on OnlyFans.
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Fuck. I shit, like, 6 times a day. You know how much money I could make?
Wow.
I shit a lot. Why do you think I'm so skinny?
I don't know. I don't shit a lot.
I shit a ton. So, like, if you wanted a shit in video, man, I wish I could make it for you and sell it to you somewhere, but I can't. Like, there's no place that will let me sell it.
Japan.
I can sell pissing videos on Fansly, though.
Oh, God.
Guys like that.
I was about to throw up. Ugh.
What's wrong with pee?
I hate piss, shit, blood. I hate anything.
I do pee all day long. Ugh. I do shit all day long, but you give me freaking vomit, I'm out.
Oh, vomit too.
Oh, no, I don't
do vomit. Like anything that is a bottle. I don't like any of those things. Mm. It's all disgusting.
All my people want is like anal videos. That's all day long. I'm like,
I don't understand that.
Dude, I put so much shit on my ass today. How much more are you going to make me put up there?
Good God.
That's probably why I shit so much.
Yeah. It's just falling out at this point. I have nothing to hold it in. I'm glad you are just like the best spirited about it. I just like...
It's like a fucking boat
warm. I can't wait for you and SJ to meet each other. Because I almost like want to do... Okay, let me ask you. What's the weirdest thing that anybody's requested from you on there? Have you got any weird requests?
All anal shit.
That's like my thing that I always love asking the girls.
I wish it was weirder. I really do. I'm like, where are all my really kinky guys at? I've had people ask to, I guess, I've had one guy ask me to watch him spread apart his pee hole. He liked to spread his pee hole apart.
I do that and make it talk all the time. I turn my dick up and make it look like it's talking to me.
And he just wanted me to watch it. He paid me to watch it. So I guess it's not really weird to me, but I guess that's the weirdest. Like, if you were just a vanilla person, that's the weirdest thing.
I literally do that for fun to myself.
Okay.
I make my dick look at me, and then I, like, will make it talk to me like we're having a conversation. Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, it's I don't kink shame anybody. I don't always understand everybody's kink.
I do.
I don't. I don't.
You don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, I might
giggle. I think you're all weird motherfuckers.
No, I giggle, like, but I'm like, oh, really? Okay. But, I mean, it's just because I'm like, I haven't heard that one before. But it doesn't mean that I'm, like, shaming you for it. It just means, okay, I'll do it for you.
Every time.
I can, as long as it's under OnlyFans. Because OnlyFans has guidelines. So I have to follow those.
They have guidelines?
They do, yes. We cannot show shit, piss, blood. I did a whole veggie series before they updated their shit.
I
was fucking vegetables. Yeah, it was cheaper than dildos, man. And I was on a budget. I wasn't making that much money on OnlyFans. So fucking vegetables were cheaper than dildos. Fucking dildos are expensive. Go try to buy one. They're like $200, bro.
I don't want to buy any dildos.
So I was fucking putting that shit up my puss and then freaking eating it after.
There was a girl we went to high school with. Mm-hmm. She broke a hot dog off in there. She had to go to the hospital.
I'm not sharing this podcast with my mother. She's like,
you shouldn't share this with your mother. Yeah, I'm pretty sure your mother knows that you've done
some bad
shit.
My mom knows what I do, but I'm not going to share this podcast with her.
You shouldn't. God, this is good. What was your favorite vegetable?
Oh, the fucking corn. Oh, corn on the cob is ripped for her pleasure. Fucking corn on the cob.
I can just see you shoving Mexican street corn buttered and sauteed up.
I haven't squirted that hard in so long. Holy fuck. The guy that was recording it for me, he's like, Jesus Christ,
what,
I needed waiters.
You have a dude that records it for you?
No, I just had it one time. I was like, hey, you want to record this? This was before they got all serious about fucking tagging people. You couldn't really see him. He was just recording it. And, like, I got up from doing that, and he was soaked. His whole pants were soaked. His feet were soaked. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
So, ladies, if you hear this, don't buy dildos.
No, buy corn on the cob.
Buy corn on the
Wash
cob.
Wash it first, please. Although I didn't, but I'm just telling
you. You shoved an unwashed piece of corn up your coot.
I fucking tore it off and like was doing it
to
music.
Did you at least get the silk off of it?
Yeah.
You got all the silk
like,
off
I was
of
like
it.
Trying to be all sexy to this music and like fucking taking the corn.
Oh my God.
And then I like
God.
Fucking
you
shoved
didn't.
It down my throat and then fucking put it in my pussy. It is on Fansly though, so you can find me on Fansly for that video.
Tell them your OnlyFans again, because I know this. Well, there's going to be some people. You just sold that video.
That one's a really good one. That's still to this day my favorite one.
I watch no one's videos on OnlyFans. Yeah. Like, I watch no one's. But like that one right there, that's the best sale of anybody that has been on this show for an OnlyFans video.
Yeah, well, that's on Fansly. I can't sell it on OnlyFans anymore.
It's on what?
They took it down on OnlyFans, so it's on Fansly. Fansly's like the knockoff when OnlyFans was about to go out of business. So it was like the Walmart version instead of the Target. So
I bet they do nasty shit on that one.
I can piss on that one. Like, I have so many pissing videos because guys like pissing stuff. It's fun. I love it. I pee everywhere.
That's disgusting.
Wear a dress and be like,
no.
And fucking record
your
peeing.
That's fucking sick.
It's not. Don't kink shame. Don't kink shame.
I'm not kink shaming you.
Oh, you want to hear something real dirty? Actually, Fansly, if everybody wants to know, it's Gypsy Under Supervised 1-2. Not 1-2, but 1 as well.
Just before you say what you're about to say. No, I have a very fucking weak stomach.
Oh, you're going to love this story.
What is it?
All right. So I go to a lot of nudist parks.
Okay.
And I went to a kink weekend to find out more different kinks and stuff like that. Well, all of a sudden they're like, okay, we're going to stop the music and every woman needs to like go outside. This guy wants to lay on the ground and have everybody piss on him. Okay. So I don't get grossed out easily and I'll piss on a guy if they want me to, like, but he had 10 women around him fucking pissing on him. I was gagging and I don't ever do that. I'm like, that's a lot of piss, dude. Like, he was out there for a good 5 minutes and they're like, women are just coming on him and like, not coming on him, but like pissing on him. And then he goes to jump in the fucking pool that everybody has been in all day. And I fucking scream at him. I'm like, don't you get in that fucking pool, you dirty bastard. I said, get in the fucking shower first. So I was kind of a bitch, but I was like, I did not pee on him.
Okay, give me a description. Because
he was laying on the ground.
No. I get that. What did the dude look like?
Not good looking guy.
Okay, that's where I'm going with this. This wasn't Thor.
No, fuck no.
Shrek.
He was
or
like 60.
Sloth from the fucking Goonies.
He was like 60, mid-size, just ugly face.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, if that guy's listening to this.
He did have all his teeth, though. That's nice.
I wouldn't have imagined he did.
Excuse me.
I would not have imagined that all the teeth were there.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's even I was kind of grossed out at that. The only reason I was grossed out, I'm like, okay, if that's your thing, you want me to pee on you, that's cool. But
how many people were at this event anyway?
There was like 60.
Okay.
So there was 10 women pissing him at once. And I was like, that's a lot of urine. I was like, even for me, that's kind of gross. But he was in heaven. He was heaven. He was like.
If y'all can't see what she's doing, she's literally got her mouth open and she's swaying back and forth with her tongue out.
It was gross.
Oh, my God.
I was gagging a little bit on that one.
That is the sickest shit ever. I mean, not
now,
ever.
Now.
What other nasty shit went on? Because, like, I've
honestly
never heard of these events. I've heard of, like, swingers clubs and stuff like that.
Oh, I've been to swinger events. I've never done anything. I go to these nudist parks, and I'm just, like, a people watcher. I'm nude, but I'm a people watcher.
See, I imagine that.
Because I want to know.
You're a good-looking woman.
I like
I would
to do
imagine
my
that
education
you're probably
shit.
The best-looking woman at most of these places. I think that most of them, like, older. Older than you.
No, there have been some really hot women. Like, there was one in Idaho. Oh, bitch, I was a hoe in Idaho. Like, holy fuck.
Well, that's why they got a lot of corn, bitch.
Oh, I tell you what. I tell you what. Like, this bitch was hot. I fucking went down on her. Her husband watched. I didn't care. I was like, whatever. This is fun. And then we met this guy in the hot tub. He wasn't there all day. And I was like, who are you? And then that happened, too.
Do you know how, like, unadult I am?
Same. I'm like a 12-year-old boy, bro.
I'm a fucking child.
Me too.
So I could not go to those events
and without giggling.
Right. No, I could be. I would laugh the whole fucking time.
I go up to people and flick their dick.
I would.
Because it's fun.
That's not cool.
I just like to play with them a little bit.
Well,
it's like a cat with a mouse. It's fun.
I get that. Because I like to flick my dick a lot too.
Yeah. But I do it with titties too. And J's. So if you fucking let me, I'm going to do it. If you let me take your clothes off, I'm going to do it.
I get it. I don't. Well, I don't get it. I don't get it because I don't.
I try to be respectful. Yeah. So, like, if I'm there and I can tell they're uncomfortable, I will stop.
Yeah.
But if they're like all about it and they're like, yeah, like last weekend I went to the nudie park and I missed my birthday at my favorite nudie park. So I went back and I was like, okay, so on your birthday at my favorite nudie park, you get dances from everybody in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I was like, I miss my balls dance. They're like, what? I'm like, I miss balls in my face for my birthday. I want balls in my face. Like, make it happen. And they're like, okay. So everybody, they said it was my birthday. So they all freaking danced on me. It was great. And then like the last guy was a gay guy there. I don't think he's gay. I think he's bisexual, like in all his defense. I think he's bi-curious. But he's like my biggest fan there. Like he's always rubbing up on my titties and stuff. I was like, bro, you like titties too. It's okay. Like you can touch them. And then, oh yeah, he'll be rubbing up on me.
Everybody likes titties.
Who doesn't?
It's hard not to like titties, whoever the fuck you are.
Yeah, titties are fun.
Yeah.
So, like, by the end of it, he's putting his balls in my face, and but he had jeans on, like, because at nighttime you just, like, have, like, a costume party, basically, yeah. And it's a lot of fun. And then by the end of the night, everybody's naked anyway. So he had a belt on, so I took the belt off, and I was, like, putting his fucking face in my pussy and all this stuff. He liked it. He had fun. And then so the song ends, and then I have the belt off, and I'm going around fucking spanking people because I'm like, get over here. And there was one guy that didn't want to take his clothes off all day. I got his britches down and I fucking spanked him. I made sure I took my pants off so he knew it was okay. Like I was like, it's okay to get naked. That's why you're in a nudie park. It was fun.
I want you to know there is zero chance in hell I would ever do it.
You would never go to a nudist park?
No.
Why?
It's not for me.
What are you comfortable with? Are you afraid you're going to have a hard-on the whole time? Because that's what a lot of guys say.
No, I just don't.
Or
not,
you don't want to see wrinkly titties and balls.
Still not for me. I like you're going to think that I'm fucking weird when I say this.
I'm not going to think you're weird.
I think that there are certain things that I can sit here and I can joke about and I can have fun with. Certain things to me, I just want behind closed doors.
Okay.
I don't think anything is wrong with what you said.
Nope.
But for me, I don't want to be naked unless it's with... It don't have to just be one woman.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not a big threesome person. If I'm dating you, it's not happening.
Right.
I don't share.
Right.
Now, if it's just a one-time thing,
right.
Be fucking four women. I don't give a shit. Yep. There's not that much dick to go around. I promise you.
You said 2 inches earlier.
Yeah. It might be an inch and a half, a little bit more.
Inch and a half.
But,
depends if you cough.
That doesn't do anything for me. It's actually kind of a turn-off. For me.
Really? See, yeah. Going to a nudist park is I'm not going there to look for fucking and stuff like that. Actually, I think I've only had sex like once, twice at a nudist park. Three times. Okay. So
keep counting.
Three. It's more of me just being comfortable.
Yeah.
And I hate clothes. And obviously that's why I keep getting kicked off TikTok is because like I push the limits and that's what I do. And I'm okay with that. But I just want to have fun and I want to relax and be in the lake. I like skinny dipping. So, like, it's more of that kind of thing and it's more social. And everybody at nudist parks are so accepting of one another. Like, all your boundaries are dropped. All your expectations are dropped of anyone. All your whatever your status is outside of a nudist park is dropped and everybody's equal. So I think that's why I really love the nudist parks.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. I like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
That right there is more appealing to me than the actual nudity side of it.
Because when you're naked, like, yeah, everybody kind of looks. But, like, nobody really – it's not like
I guess
like
it does kind of tear away everything else.
It takes down all the walls for everyone. So everybody's on an equal playing field. And we're just like, okay, we're all here. We're just human beings. This is what we are. This is who we are. I'm being genuinely with you. You're being genuine with me. We see what each other has. But you don't even... People look in each other's eyes more there.
Yeah.
Like, you're more of a genuine person there. You're not...
That's cool. I like that.
I love it. I love it. I will go to 1,000 nudist parks.
I wouldn't look at eyes, though.
You wouldn't? You'd
wear
sunglasses at first, because that's the protocol if you're going to a nudist park for the first time. Wear sunglasses.
Why the fuck would you wear sunglasses?
So that people can't see where the fuck you're looking. Because if you're staring at their shit, they're going to be like, yeah, it's Piers, bro. Like, you want to see it? Like, we're very open and honest at nudist parks. I love them. I love them. They're not a dirty place like people think they're a dirty place.
Because somebody else not long ago was on the show and they were talking about them. Mm-hmm. You actually described it better than anybody else.
Yeah.
That probably means you've been to them more.
I've been to them a lot.
I like how you
all over the country.
Well, we're going to cut it here, but I just want to thank you for coming.
I know I talk a lot.
What?
I said I talk a lot.
No, you did a good job. You did a fucking really good job with this. Tell them again one more time your social media handles. I want to make sure these fuckers go follow you and spend some money with you.
Actually, Google me at Gypsy Undersupervised 1, you will find pretty much everything.
All right, folks, and if you see that van with a big ass dick on the hood of it, honk at her. That's hers.
I'll flash you.
From what I see from here, it won't be a bad flash, folks. And hey, if you hear this between now and Thursday morning at 11 a.m., y'all come to Live Oak, hang out with us, get on the party bus with us right afterwards, and have a good time. Thank you once again, Miss Gypsy.
You're welcome.
See y'all later, motherfuckers.